Good afternoon from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Corey Kessler. It's Monday, October 20th. Here's what's happening now in the news. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says the economy needs another shot in the arm in the form of a new stimulus package. He told the House Budget Committee today that Congress should look into passing another one to head off what he called a protracted slowdown. If Congress takes up Bernanke's advice, it would be the country's second stimulus package in less than a year. Last week, Bernanke warned there's no quick fix for the financial crisis. The months of presidential campaigning are now down to just mere days. The election is 2 weeks from tomorrow. Democrat Barack Obama will spend most of that time blitzing states that were Republican strongholds 4 years ago. He'll go there with a new endorsement. Colin Powell, a former Secretary of State in the Bush administration. Republican John McCain targets the swing state of Missouri today. Polls show a dead heat there. McCain's message is national. He wants supporters to vote right away since early voting is now available in every state. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell is endorsing Democratic Senator Barack Obama for president. Powell made the announcement Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press.
I think he is a transformational figure. He is a new generation coming into the world, onto the world stage, onto the American stage. And for that reason, I'll be voting for Senator Barack Obama.
McCain is downplaying the endorsement, stressing that he has support from four former secretaries of state and more than 200 retired Army generals and admirals. Senator Ted Stevens is back in court. His trial just picked up again last hour. Stevens is accused of failing to disclose free home renovations and other gifts from an Alaska businessman. Stevens says he and his wife paid every bill for those renovations. The Alaskan Republican is currently running for re-election. And gas prices just keep on dropping. AAA reports the national average now stands at a bit more than $2.92 a gallon. That's down more than 3 cents from the day before. And it's the 33rd straight day we've seen prices slide. That's a quick look at what's making news this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.